I always thought running a marathon was pretty impressive. I've never done it, probably never will. But if one marathon is a big deal, how about 2,000 of them?
74-year-old Henry Reedon of Hobart ran his first marathon in Chicago in 1988. And since then, he's completed races in all 50 states, all 10 Canadian provinces, and all seven continents, including Antarctica.
He's even run a marathon on the Great Wall of China. Watch out for those stairs. Closer to home, he's run more than 200 marathons here in Wisconsin. He completed his 2,000th this weekend at the Jailbreak Marathon in Wautoma. Only a few other people have run that many marathons. I talked to Henry Reedon last week just before he hit that milestone. Henry, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, what led you to run your first ever marathon?
Well, I was in a reserve unit, and a few of them decided that they were going to run a marathon, saying, well, hey, we got to run so much anyway, being in the reserves and being in shape. And so that's where I got my first one out of Chicago.
Now, running that first marathon is a pretty big deal, but did you feel like from training with your reserve unit, you were in pretty good shape for it, or did you do extra training for that first one?
Well, we did more training than what we would normally have to do just to keep in shape, to be mobilized. So the unfortunate thing is that first one had some white flakes that came down.
You had some snow in your first marathon.
Yep, it was the end of October, and it was one of those odd things that doesn't happen very often, but it can.
Now, what was it? Obviously, you liked it, because that was number one. You're knocking on the door of number 2,000. What is it about running a marathon that that made you say, yeah, I want to keep doing these?
Well, there were a couple of different things. Initially, I just did local ones, and then you ran into a couple of people that have done all the states and saying, well, it's one way to get to see the country, and if you go to different places, you get to see different things, and you just keep on, you know, depending on how much time you have, how many you do initially, and later when you're retired, well, then you don't have to worry about other things to speak of.
Do you have now a training regimen, a training plan when you go into your next marathon?
You don't really need a plan depending on how many, you know, when you do 100 a year, that's what I've been averaging in the last few years. Some of them get to be a little bit longer drive than others, but the organization puts it on has no time limit to wait for everybody. So I hope not to be the last one, but it occurs more often nowadays than before because there's not too many that are older than I am out there.
Now, you're not running for time now. Was there a point in your marathon career where you were trying to beat all the other runners or beat your own best time or anything competitive like that?
I was never fast to be in the top whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's always trying to make a personal best, a better time than before. And it works initially for a period of time, but then you end up looking for time goals that you can make the race before they shut the place down. You just hope not to be the last one.
Now, you've run marathons all over the world. Let's start in the United States. Not all marathon courses are created equal. What are some of the most, unique or memorable or challenging marathons you've run here in the U.S.?
Probably the most challenging one is Pikes Peak because of being in the state that it's in, plus going up. And Colorado was always a challenge because of their thinner air. So if you get there is a challenge. If you get to Florida or the southern ones, being from up north, the heat is not nice. Me and heat don't get along well. So those are some of the things you keep in mind.
Now, you've run marathons, as I mentioned, on all seven continents. Seven means that includes Antarctica. What were the circumstances? How did you manage to get down to not only go to Antarctica, which not many people do, but to run a marathon there?
Well, when I went, it was basically you would take a boat from Argentina over. A lot of them, more or less these days, they'll fly down and land down there, do the race, and leave. But when I went down, it was a couple days to get down there, get acclimatized a little bit. And then we would get off the boat in Jack Cassell's little raft that he had to get to land. And they would go from one to another, two or three different research stations or whatever that are down there to come up with the miles. And back when we went, we could go up the side of the mountain or glacier or snow. And I always told someone with my small feet, find someone with big feet and just follow them. That way you don't have to break the snow again. Otherwise, you got to break the snow.
Now, you've also run a marathon on the Great Wall of China. Tell us a little bit about that and what it was like.
The Great Wall was designed that if somebody was going to attack them, that they wouldn't be able to run, because you would expect that the steps would be uniform throughout, but they vary the height from one to another, and their feet over there are smaller. So you get some big American feet, and they probably have a hard time getting on that step because they almost have to go sideways up to. But I have a relatively small foot size, like 7.5, which is a little bit closer to the Chinese small foot, and it's wide. So I could go up and down a little bit easier than a lot of the other Americans that were there and other nationalities.
We're talking to Henry Reedon of Hobart about the now 2,000 or so marathons he's run since 1988. Henry, what is it about marathons that has you keeping on doing them? Is it just the achievement? Is it the physical feeling you get? What is it that has kept you coming back again and again through all these years?
Well, there's several clubs out there that, you know, run the 50 states. So eventually got that done. And then I've come up with various variations of that, like try to do an inaugural race marathon type in every state. And that, you got to have a little luck, because when we first started out, there were no computers. You had to get the running magazines and whatnot. And nowadays, you can probably put in a certain phrase and they'll come up with whatever you pretty well want.
Now, not all of your marathons have been in Antarctica and China and everywhere. You've done a fair amount in Wisconsin. What have been some of your favorite Wisconsin marathon courses?
Well, since I don't like hills, Green Bay had one of the flattest ones. And you always like to do local ones. So I've done the Fox Cities every year that they've had one. Green Bay, Manitowoc is a very nice course. So you do your local ones, and I've done ones on the other side of the state over in Eau Claire and Luck and some of the other smaller ones. So I did Madison. Madison has a few hills. Wouldn't tell anybody that, but it was one of the more challenging ones.
I know you mentioned you don't really run for speed, but that said, what was your best ever finishing time?
Roughly 4:15.
And where was that?
That was in South Bend when they had the marathon down there, and that one finished on the 50-yard line of Notre Dame. There's been some other ones that have been close, but that was probably Chicago. You can always figure that that's probably one of the flattest ones around in the geographic area. And you can get a pretty good time there because you have no mountains or hills. You've got a couple of bridges and viaducts.
Now, for someone out there listening, thinking, you know, I've never run a marathon, but maybe I should try it. What advice do you have for them to get started on that process?
Well, the classic one that you read about quite a bit is make sure you check with the doctor that you don't have any underlying items you may not know of.
Now, you seem pretty humble about marathoning, but I got to say, I've run exactly zero marathons in my life. 2,000, that is quite an achievement. I mean, do you feel that you've done something really special here?
See, I will be the third one that we know of in the U.S. that'll hit that number.
The third person to hit 2,000.
Yeah, that we know of.
And 2,000 now, how long do you plan to keep running marathons? Is, I don't know, 2,500, 3,000 in the cards?
Based on relative age and whatnot, probably not 3,000.
Fair.
When you figure how old I am now, and I'm only at 2,000, to do 100 a year, and you can figure out how many more years that would take just to catch them. It's unreal. It's possible, but not realistic.
And Henry, what has been your favorite scenery for, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't pay attention to the scenery because you're paying attention to running. Do you have any favorite scenery you've seen in your marathon career?
Yeah, there's so much differences of what somebody wants to see, but the traveling in between, sometimes you get to see a lot of neat things. And it's like I was in California once, and on my side of the road, I was all right, but the mother and her cubs were on the other side of the road, which I said, that's fine. I mean, you get to see certain things. You get to see bald eagles at times. I've been out to the Four Corners and have done the four states there that are around that monument. So there's a lot of neat things, depending on what somebody really likes to see and do. And mountains are nice. The water is nice. I mean, the Big Sur runs along the coast highway in California, which is pretty neat. There's a lot of neat little things, depending on what somebody wants to see and how much wildlife and so forth.
Henry, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and have a great day and a great year.
That's Henry Reedon of Hobart. He just completed his 2,000th marathon this weekend in Wautoma. Hey, marathon runners, love to hear from you. Are you keeping count like this, trying to hit big milestones, all 50 states, for example, all seven continents? A little harder to pull off, but he did it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll visit the championship esports team from UW Stout and find out why their competitive video game teams are showing up on the national stage.
And we want to hear from you. Have you ever been part of an esports league at any level? What was the experience like? Or have you been a spectator at an esports event in person or online?
Tell us about it. You can call or text at 888-642-0232 or email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
Now, Rob, I know you're a video game fan.
Yep.
Could you see yourself getting into esports?
Now, here's the problem. I really like video games. I'm not very good at them, so I don't think I'd make the team in the first place.
Well, keep on trying. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.